You're back with Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Denver guitarist Janet Fetter drove to a recording studio outside Fort Collins last summer. Waiting for her there was a cheap electric guitar that had already traveled across the country, part of something called the $100 Guitar Project. A few years ago, some East Coast musicians bought the guitar on eBay and thought it would be fun to ask friends to record with it. One thing led to another, and now 65 guitarists have contributed to a new album, including Fetter, who's known for her innovative guitar technique. She adds objects to the strings, like beads, rings, and horsehair, to produce unusual sounds. This is from Fetter's most recent album, Songs with Words, which we'll talk about a little later. Janet Fetter joined us in our performance studio and first told us about her experience on that $100 electric guitar.
Everybody who had the guitar had a week to get familiar with it, compose a piece on it, record the piece, package it up, and send it on to the next person on the list. Because of my schedule, I only had a day. And the guitar was staying...
A day not only to get comfortable with the instrument, but then to write a piece?
Meet it. Make something, record it.
Have it recorded in perpetuity.
Right. So the guitar arrived in Colorado at my friend Bill Sharp's home outside of Fort Collins. And I drove up there, arrived in the morning. And his home is above Horsetooth Reservoir where the fires had burned through. And you could see the whole landscape was charred and growing back again. You could see places where houses had been completely burned and houses had been spared. His was one of the homes that was spared. You could see the fire had literally come all the way up to his front door.
This is the Hyde Park fire from last summer.
Exactly.
Pretty powerful image to be seeing right before you record something.
It was, and also it was a gorgeous day. And he showed me into the area of his home where there's a recording studio, and the windows were open, and there's this beautiful wind that kind of whips around the corner of the house. And he had bird feeders hanging out there, and the birds would come by, and it was gorgeous, but it was also looked like something very bad had happened there not very long ago. And he said, well, you know, this is exactly what it was like the day the fires came. It was beautiful and blue sky and sunny. It was lovely. And then there was a breeze, and then there was a stronger breeze, and then there was the fire. And those sounds became part of the composition that I made by hand with this guitar. And
so you took the sounds of nature,
yes,
and found some way to recreate that.
Right, yeah. Right. I can show you a thing that I did if you like. That,
sure.
Okay. I made a sound. I'll try and imitate it.
And this is a bird sound?
So I was trying to imitate a bird sound.
And how are you achieving that?
This is some bicycle inner tube
that you're rubbing against.
I'm rubbing against the strings. It can.
It gets almost a harmonica bigger quality.
Yeah.
Why don't we listen to the track you came up with? It's sure. Called The Wind That Brought the Fire. You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and Denver guitarist Janet Fetter is with us. She is part of something called the $100 Guitar Project, in which a cheap electric guitar was sent around the country, and artists played and recorded a song on this guitar. Janet had about 24 hours for her part of it. I want to talk more about how you create some of the sounds that you do.
Sure.
And I'd like to focus on the horsehair.
Okay.
You brought. As we were setting up, you were tying this horsehair to one of the strings.
Right.
What do you create sound-wise with that?
Well, it sounds like this.
You You were trained in classical guitar, and this is hardly classical. What happened, Janet what Fetter? Happened?
Well, it sort of brings up an interesting point. I do have a background where I played classical guitar for a really long time. I played almost exclusively transcriptions of Johann Sebastian Bach on guitar. It's a very solitary, lonely practice room kind of existence.
And it's, of course, playing other people's work.
It's playing other people's music, and it's really serious. And so actually, I started putting things on my strings and experimenting with this sort of on a dare from someone very close to me who just left me with this sort of idea one day, like, well, doesn't anybody ever do anything like this? And then he left, and then I was sort of working on an art project, and I was playing guitar at the same time. I had a lot of objects around me that are favorite things, and I started experimenting. I unwound the string, one of the strings, and I put 50 different little African brass beads on there, thinking, well, they rattle on other instruments. It might sound interesting rattling on my guitar, and it just sounded terrible.
50 is a lot.
It was a lot, and it was sort of it was a big stack of these little brass beads, and it wasn't that cool. And then I took them off by increments, and then I ended up with one on the string, and it sounded like this. And I really liked this sound. And
the note languishes.
It does. It's not doing anything differently, really, than when I stroke the string without a bead on it, but we can hear it better for some reason.
One more time.
Sure.
And as the note dies, the bead is vibrating and traveling up and down the string.
Right. Eventually, it's going to end up down by the bridge where it's going to sound like this.
Vibrating
against the bridge with, you know, with this idea of pitch, which is very different. So now it sounds like my guitar is broken. Which also kind of sounds a little bit like distortion on one string, which I really, really like. Because when you use an effects pedal, you have distortion on all the strings. But with this particular thing, I can compose a piece for normally pitched strings that sound just normally pitched with a distorted first string, instead of having that be the sort of wash of the whole thing.
It's so customizable.
It's very customizable if you're willing to put up with these small metal objects and deal with them.
Well, we've heard about the $100 guitar project. Your most recent album is called Songs with Words, and it features your singing in addition to your guitar work.
Right.
Why don't we hear one of the tracks now? It's called Oh, the Sky Falling Moment.
From the cloud this morning, you fell hard and without warning.
I think I saw you.
Geometry and gravity, the sweaty, clumsy lovers.
This song is about a helicopter crash that happened to someone very, very close to me and three other people who were also in the helicopter. They all lived. The pilot was absolutely heroic in this tragedy, in this this mechanical sort of anomaly that happened on Pikes Peak a couple of years ago. And I had to imagine myself being in the helicopter falling from the sky with them to write this piece. And what that felt like, because all four of them knew at some point they were going down. And I imagined what that felt like, so I had to turn the whole experience into slow motion. I used this sound because I wanted to imitate the sound of the rotors of the motor of the helicopter starting up.
And you have a metal bead?
This is a ball bearing.
A
steel ball bearing. And so I did this.
And so the ball bearing is traveling between two strings down the neck of the guitar.
Right.
And it's a very ominous sound for a very ominous event.
What we actually did is we recorded the ball bearing going from the bridge of the guitar to the nut, so going from one end to the other, and then we recorded it going in the opposite direction. We then played those two sounds together.
Janet Fetter, are there still new sounds to be made on the guitar?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day, absolutely. One of the things that I love most about what I get to do is I get to play with other people. And I get invited to play with people I've never met before. And a lot of times I play improvised gigs where we get together and it's sort of like having a conversation with somebody you don't know. We just do it musically. And when I get to do this with other people, it always inspires me to use my guitar in ways that I haven't used it before, which sometimes means I kind of hurt it a little bit.
But we know it's because you love, fundamentally, right?
Right.
It's not out of malice.
No.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. What a pleasure.
Denver musician Janet Fetter's most recent album is called Songs with Words. You can also hear her on the $100 Guitar Project from Bridge Records. To see a video of Fetter in our performance studio demonstrating her guitar techniques, go to cpr.org.